Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Data and AI with Mukundan podcast. Today's episode, it's close to home. It's about rejection. Not the romantic kind, not even the friend zone kind. It's about that cold robotic kind. The one that slides into your inbox uninvited. It says, "Thank you for your interest in the role at Company X. After careful consideration, we've decided to move forward with other candidates." Yeah, we've all seen that, and it sucks. What if I told you that in many cases, it wasn't even a person who rejected you? And I'm sure by now you know how rejections work in companies, but I just wanted to give you a deeper dive of how an AI-powered ATS resume checker works. So today I'm telling you the story of how I built an AI-powered ATS resume checker, why I built it, how it failed my own resume, and what I learned that changed everything. Stay with me because if you've ever submitted a resume and heard nothing back, this episode is for you. Let's talk about the pain of rejection. It's easy to brush it off when you're told, "Yeah, it's not personal." But you and I both know it feels personal, especially when you spent hours tailoring your resume, editing, rewriting, rewording, optimizing, reading the job description 20 times, even using those resume scan tools, and still nothing. What hurts the most, it's not just the no, it's the silence. It's the lack of explanation, the mystery. Did someone read my resume? Did it get lost? Was it filtered out? Did I get ghosted by an algorithm? Now that one question, the last one, kept me up. And one night I just decided to stop wondering. I decided to actually investigate. What even is an ATS? Now let's break down the villain of this story, the ATS. The ATS stands for Applicant Tracking System. And it's not a new thing. It's been there for a while now. But it's gotten more powerful, more widely used, and more automatic than ever before. And here's how it works. Now imagine a digital gatekeeper. It doesn't care how hard you've worked, doesn't care about your GPA or how many side projects you've done. It scans your resume for structure, keywords, format, alignment. It reads it like a robot. Because it is a robot. Your bullet points, if not phrased the right way, may never trigger its internal scoring system. Now, if your file isn't readable, if your text is embedded in a weird format, if your font is non-standard, may just toss your resume aside. And the worst part, you'll never know it happened. So, you know, one of these nights I did hit a wall, and like I said, I did hit a wall on that particular night. It was after getting these rejection mails time and again. And I remember one in particular. I'd done everything right. The resume looked great. Well, in my opinion. Of course, but then clear formatting, tailored language, keywords from the job post, and then came the cold robotic rejection. Something in me snapped. I opened my laptop, spun up a new folder. I said, all right, let's just build this thing. And my goal was to build a tool that mimics the ETS. Not just any checker. A tool that thinks like the robot. So here's what I used to do this. Python, the programming language of my choice. Streamlit, an amazing Python-based library for the front end. So to have like a cool user interface and very easy to build one, Streamlit is a great option to do this. OpenAI for the natural language insights. Scikit-learn for similarity scoring. So Scikit-learn is, if you're not familiar already, has been used widely for machine learning applications in Python. So that is a great Python-based library. Then PyPDF2 and DocX 2 text. So PyPDF2 is PyPDF2 and DocX 2 text is DOCX2TXT for file parsing. And I wanted to recreate the gatekeeper, this digital gatekeeper, but also add something it doesn't have: feedback. So the ATS rejects you, but it doesn't really tell you anything specific. And that's why I wanted to build that feedback process in. I didn't want to just check a resume. I wanted to explain what's missing, offer actionable improvements, give people a fighting chance. And then I tested it on my own resume. I uploaded my resume, pasted the job description, and clicked run. The result: a cosine similarity of 43.43%, a GPT-4 score of 85, verdict fail. Cosine similarity is just a similarity score of my resume and the job description, right? Just seeing how far off it was. And GPT-4 score is nothing but the scoring system from OpenAI. GPT-4 is the GPT being used by OpenAI. And verdict was fail. Yep, my own resume that I'd used multiple times for many a jobs had failed. Now, not because that I didn't have the experience, but because the ATS didn't just see it that way. It flagged missing keywords. It said Google Analytics 4, retail, site measurement, all those were missing. I had the experience, I just didn't speak the language. I hadn't translated my story into machine readable success. And that was the aha moment. So here's what I learned. Lesson one: don't assume your resume speaks for itself. Right? I thought like my resume was great. And why am I not getting these interview calls? But it wasn't that. I just assumed wrong. That would be my take from this: is I wouldn't assume that my resume speaks for itself. Lesson two: keyword alignment matters more than clever phrasing. So you're not just talking about the keywords that you have in your resume, but you also need to align it to the job description. Right? Lesson three is formatting structure and even word order changes how an ATS scores you. So whenever you're writing a resume, you need to pay attention to your formatting, to your structure. Is your resume flowing through smoothly? And even how your words are flowing in order. I realized I needed to be more intentional. I swapped, collaborated with product teams to led A/B tests with product and marketing teams using SQL and BigQuery. I had done this, it's just something that it wasn't getting translated correctly, right? I explicitly listed GA4. which was missing. And I added quantifiable wins. I tailored it tightly to the job. Yeah, I'm sure by now, if you've worked on your resume ever, you would know that they want a more quantifiable result. And maybe a couple of occasions where it was missing for me. But I think what I changed was I tailored those quantifiable wins more to the job, right? More customized to the job. And then I ran it again. Pass. That was the result. Same story told differently. So it wasn't the rejection that broke me. It was the feeling of being invisible. That my work, my sweat, my 2 a.m. sprint to hit that deadline meant nothing to a machine. But here's the truth. If you're not tuning your resume to pass the gatekeeper, you may never reach human eyes. That's not fair, but it is real. You don't need to rewrite your life story. You just need to translate it. Translate it for the machine. So the human on the other side can finally see you. And that's what we aim to achieve when we are sending our resume across. And I didn't want to make it as a story, but this is how it is, right? And if this story resonated with you, try the tool. And it is linked in the show notes. Upload your resume, add a job description, get your score, and make changes accordingly. You don't need to start over. You need to just tune the signal. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of Data and AI with Mukundan. If you like the story, share it, subscribe, drop a review. I'll be back soon with another real-world AI journey. Until then, stay curious and stay seen.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.